the Michigan Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road, recording remotely as we have been during the COVID era, and this time around reaching out for our monthly catch-up with Dave Heise. And Dave, of course, is president of DRH Enterprises LLC of Grass Lake, Michigan. He is the CRESCOM facilitator for the state of Michigan. Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, Dave.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Glad to be here.
Excellent. Monthly, CRESCOM actually has multiple sessions that you facilitate, learning about strategic things that can enhance the skill sets for managers and executives across our ecosystem. And one of those, I understand, regards strategic storytelling. That sounds very interesting. I'd love to hear what CRESCOM focuses on for such a topic.
Sure. This is one of CRESCOM's newer modules, and our featured presenter for this one is a lady named Kelly Swanson, who has a pretty good website presence, and she is an incredibly entertaining presenter. She's done a one-woman show and is a comedian by nature, so her presentation is quite engaging. But the bottom line with storytelling is the value that that brings in terms of creating an emotional connection with people. If you're trying to get important work done, if you're trying to get priorities focused on, the short saying is facts tell and stories sell. You can make up all the facts and statistics and logic behind why it makes sense for people to do certain things, but if you can wrap that up into a story, you're far more likely to create an inspiring situation where people are going to take hold of what you're saying. I'm big on statistics myself. One here from Watson Wyatt Worldwide, only 10% of employees understand their organization's strategy, which makes it very difficult for people to sort of get in line and follow along and contribute effectively. Stories can help that situation incredibly. If people understand what the goal of the organization is, what their role in it is, why these things are important to do, you're far more likely to get the kind of results that you're looking for. And then Jerome Bruner, a psychologist, did a study. And based on that, messages delivered as stories can be up to 22 times more memorable than just facts. So in a team meeting, if you're spewing out numbers and statistics and goals and metrics and those kinds of things, most folks are not highly inclined to remember that very long after the meeting. Whereas if you are to wrap that up in an enticing story, it becomes far more memorable for people. So how do you do that? How do you tell a story? Because I know for myself, I would not consider myself much of a storyteller, not necessarily comfortable telling stories, but I certainly have encountered people who are really good at it. And so, you know, if you're not comfortable with that skill set, how do you go about telling a story? And there's actually an approach that works reasonably well. One of the biggest things is you don't have to create a story. You can reuse stories. You can tell a story that Abe Lincoln told. You can tell a story George Washington told. You can tell a story Nelson Mandela told. And so if you think about it, in that environment, I think Google is your best friend. What is the message that you want to send? Google that message, and you can find stories galore that will touch on the themes, the values, the perspectives that you're trying to impart to your team. Yeah, go ahead.
What are those 4 points of connection to make the story influential?
Sure. So those 4 points are first, you. How is the story related to you, which may get down to why are these values important to you? The message you're trying to convey, why is it important? First to you, second to them. What resonance are you expecting somebody to have with this? The third is, what's the big picture? Don't get lost in detail. Explain hierarching values, perspectives, big picture thinking around what it is you're trying to accomplish. And the fourth is your customer. Why is it important that our organization do these things? How is it going to benefit the people who pay us to do what we do? And if you can tie a story around those four things, you, them, the big picture, and your customer, you're now creating something that's very memorable, very on point, and people are far more likely to remember that and engage with that moving forward.
real quick, as we're running out of time here, but would you save the strategic storytelling for key meetings and strategic planning sessions of the year? Or would you pepper it into even weekly meetings and things that seem routine but need to be made a focus of in the course of work?
I would say all of the above, and perhaps even in more situations. One of the scenarios for a leader to have a story would be about the company and about the work environment and about why you would enjoy working here so much and what it takes to work here and be effective. So if you have a story around that, you can tell that story to new employees as they're coming on board. You can tell that story to employees who may be struggling with performance issues or fitting in. You can tell that in team meetings. You can tell it in bigger group meetings. You can use it with customers to explain the value of working in the organization where you work. You don't need a million stories. You only need a small handful.
Okay.
And find those important topics that you're going to revisit from time to time and have stories ready to go related to those.
Great. And so I imagine now that you're presenting these virtually, rather than sessions in Ann Arbor and Lansing, that this would be a module presented by Crescom and yourself that would leverage, like other programs throughout Crescom, a blend of practical application, learning, and videos.
Absolutely. And this one in particular is heavy on the role play.
Okay.
So during the session, we practice storytelling. Real business scenarios. How would you convey a message that says this? We go through a series of role plays in the session to help people get used to storytelling, to practice that, to get some feedback on their performance, and to give them the opportunity to try it sort of in a safe space before they roll it out within their organizations.
Well, if an executive or management individual across the Michigan business community were looking to learn more about strategic storytelling or the other modules available from Crescom, how might they do so?
Well, they can always give me a call at 517-906-6247 or by email at dave.heisey, H-E-I-S-E-Y, at crescom.com.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I appreciate it.
Once again, Dave Heisey is president of DRH Enterprises LLC out of Grass Lake, Michigan, and he serves as the Crescom facilitator for the state of Michigan. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.